meditation and contemplation are two methods espoused by St. Ignatius of Loyola on how to pray with Scripture. Meditation engages the active use of the mind to surface a word or a phrase from the Scripture reading that may have caught your attention. You then think about what the Lord might be saying through that word or that phrase. Contemplation engages the active use of the imagination to envision the Scripture story being played out as if you were at a stage play or watching a movie. You then consider if anything stirs within you as the story unfolds. And then you ponder what God might be saying through that stirring. Both meditation and contemplation provide the means for God to speak to you, for you to articulate, or for you to consider what the Lord might be saying to you in that moment, and then for you to consider what your response to the Lord is going to be, and then offering the Lord your response. Ignatius also said that meditation and contemplation could be blended together, which is exactly what I did as I reflected on this gospel reading for Easter Sunday. Using contemplation, I imagined Mary Magdalene coming to the tomb with tears in her eyes, with her heart burdened by grief. I saw her look of surprise when she arrived at the tomb to discover that the stone to the entrance had been rolled away. I felt her dismay as she runs to tell the apostles of her discovery. I heard the anguish in her voice as she laments that someone has stolen the body of Jesus. Then I saw Peter and John rush to the tomb. I saw John arrive first and peer inside, seeing only emptiness except the burial cloths that had wrapped the corpse of Jesus. Then I saw Peter arrive. He was older than John. I saw Peter arrive, and of course Peter, he rushes into the tomb. But he has a look of confusion on his face. I saw John then enter the tomb, and I felt a stirring of faith in John as he takes in the picture of emptiness, only the burial cloths. I felt a stirring that he realizes in that moment something has happened. But as of yet, he doesn't know what. What stirred within me is how easily we can identify with these expressions and feelings of grief, sadness, hurt, and confusion because of the pandemic that we have endured for so long. Many people have felt concern, worry, fear, and discouragement. Either they have caught the virus themselves, or they know of someone else who has caught it. And maybe the person is better now. Maybe the person is still enduring lingering effects of the virus, or sadly, maybe the person died. As part of this troubling year, it seems as if many people have been entombed in isolation impatience, and bewilderment. Many people wonder, when will this end? What will normalcy look like? Who should be listened to and believed? How should an assortment of information, mandates, and protocols, which constantly seem to be changing, be deciphered and followed? How should differing and often conflicting views on so many issues be addressed? It can all be overwhelming. Then, using meditation, I focused on the phrase, saw the stone removed from the tomb. Those words speak to me, and perhaps to you as well. In relation to the pandemic, they promise that the stone of this virus is being slowly rolled away, and therefore promising something better to come, and that people are gradually emerging from their personal tombs into the light of restoration and renewal. And that is why we should all be able to identify with the stirring of faith in John the Apostle. Jesus Christ has risen. We believe. With his victory over sin and death and suffering, Christ has liberated us. We rejoice. With his resurrection, new life is offered to us. We have hope. Because Jesus is alive and present to us now, his grace offers reassurance and helps us to persevere. We are encouraged. St. Augustine once said, "We are an Easter people." Yet too often, we take the message and purpose of Easter for granted. Not this year. Easter takes on a special meaning and speaks to us in a much needed way. So, let us take to heart the phrase, saw the stone removed from the tomb. Not only the stone of Jesus' tomb, but the stone of our tomb. And then, despite the worry and fear, the chaos and the confusion, we will cling to the belief that everything is going to be okay. And we cling to that belief because we are an Easter people.